Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts in which film critics are each reviewing a film. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H what each critic believes is the main message of the film they are reviewing. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H the weakness each critic identifies in their chosen film. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
The film I'd like to talk about is called The Teller. It's written by a comparatively new scriptwriter, and to give him his due, as the plot unfolds, you do see how the main characters grow in their understanding of themselves and others around them. However, what I find unforgivable is that I feel as though I've heard all those conversations before. If I had to sum up what the film's about, I'd say it's the value of seeing the funny side of things when life gets tough. It might be worth going to see, you never know. You may notice something in it that I missed altogether. I rather doubt it, though.
Speaker 2.
If you want to know what it must be like to live in a tiny village in northern Canada, watch the movie called Rachel. It's about how an aging but fiercely passionate aunt guides her relatives through various situations, while at the same time teaching them the value of supporting each other. I only have one small complaint, and that is, to me, the musical score didn't seem to fit the action. For example, when the main actor was saying something quite profound and serious, quite near the end, it was far too jolly. But despite that, it's still worth seeing if you happen to come across it.
Speaker 3.
I'm afraid I'm going to tell you about a film I don't think you should waste your time and money on. It's called The Empty Jar. Despite one of my all-time favourite actors being in it, I really had no idea what was going on from start to finish. And I'm not alone in this view. The rest of the audience were equally baffled when I went to see it. Don't get me wrong, it was obvious what the scriptwriter was getting at, that contentment can be gained from simple activities, like sharing an ice cream with your child at the beach. And to be honest, there were some fabulous panoramic shots of the landscape.
Speaker 4.
You must see the film called Sold By. I know it's an odd title and might actually sound more like a business documentary about how to make money, but it's not. Far from it. It's about how one small lie can result in life becoming very complicated and how maintaining the pretense can make people very anxious. The only thing I could find fault with was little things. Like one moment the main actor's holding a bag in a restaurant, but then he leaves without the bag. It's a pity such carelessness leaves a bad impression, but overall, the moral of the film, honesty, is a good one.
Speaker 5.
The movie twice in a row has many strong points. The background music, to name just one. It's set in a typical medium-sized American town, and the action all takes place in a diner. However, from about 10 minutes into the movie, I could have told you that in the end, Bill Jenkins, that's the name of the main character, would never be able to run a restaurant with his brother as the chef and his mother as the accountant. It was a project doomed from the outset, And that's the focus, really, that running a business with your nearest and dearest is no walk in the park. And no wonder they all finish up hating each other.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
The film I'd like to talk about is called The Teller. It's written by a comparatively new scriptwriter, and to give him his due, as the plot unfolds, you do see how the main characters grow in their understanding of themselves and others around them. However, what I find unforgivable is that I feel as though I've heard all those conversations before. If I had to sum up what the film's about, I'd say it's the value of seeing the funny side of things when life gets tough. It might be worth going to see, you never know. You may notice something in it that I missed altogether. I rather doubt it, though.
Speaker 2.
If you want to know what it must be like to live in a tiny village in northern Canada, watch the movie called Rachel. It's about how an aging but fiercely passionate aunt guides her relatives through various situations, while at the same time teaching them the value of supporting each other. I only have one small complaint, and that is, to me, the musical score didn't seem to fit the action. For example, when the main actor was saying something quite profound and serious, quite near the end, it was far too jolly. But despite that, it's still worth seeing if you happen to come across it.
Speaker 3.
I'm afraid I'm going to tell you about a film I don't think you should waste your time and money on. It's called The Empty Jar. Despite one of my all-time favourite actors being in it, I really had no idea what was going on from start to finish. And I'm not alone in this view. The rest of the audience were equally baffled when I went to see it. Don't get me wrong, it was obvious what the scriptwriter was getting at, that contentment can be gained from simple activities, like sharing an ice cream with your child at the beach. And to be honest, there were some fabulous panoramic shots of the landscape.
Speaker 4.
You must see the film called Sold By. I know it's an odd title and might actually sound more like a business documentary about how to make money, but it's not. Far from it. It's about how one small lie can result in life becoming very complicated and how maintaining the pretense can make people very anxious. The only thing I could find fault with was little things. Like one moment the main actor's holding a bag in a restaurant, but then he leaves without the bag. It's a pity such carelessness leaves a bad impression, but overall, the moral of the film, honesty, is a good one.
Speaker 5.
The movie Twice in a Row has many strong points. The background music, to name just one. It's set in a typical medium-sized American town, and the action all takes place in a diner. However, from about 10 minutes into the movie, I could have told you that in the end, Bill Jenkins, that's the name of the main character, would never be able to run a restaurant with his brother as the chef and his mother as the accountant. It was a project doomed from the outset. And that's the focus, really, that running a business with your nearest and dearest is no walk in the park. And no wonder they all finish up hating each other.
That's the end of part four.